Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to our latest Outsports podcast. It is early December. Wow. early December. Cannot believe the holidays are here. Went to my first holiday parties this past weekend. Dan and I have had the Christmas tree up for, wow, almost 2 weeks already. This is crazy. You know, the holiday season is probably the favorite season. Well, I don't know, maybe summer, just for the warmth and the sports. Favorite season for Jim and me. We both love Christmas, and we both put up a Christmas tree very early. So we both love it, and I actually have some football ornaments that I've collected over the years. People have given me Patriots ornaments and footballs, and Dan's mom, Dan, my husband, couldn't care less about sports. But for some reason, his mom a couple years ago gave him a Michigan football ornament that I end up hanging on the tree because he couldn't care less. But it is the holiday season, and next week we're going to start revealing some of our year-end awards. We do this every year on OutSports. We give awards to athletes. We do a male and female athlete of the year, a male and female hero of the year, an asshole of the year. That's probably the easiest one to guess this year. There was one person, one group of people, I should say, who really, really stood out. So that one should be easy to guess. And then the person of the year is kind of the last award we'll hand out in a couple of weeks right before the holidays. But we'll definitely be sending out on social media, asking people if they have any nominees, probably early next week, and then we'll start revealing some of our picks next week. First of all, I'm flying solo today because Jim is in Denver, frigid Denver, for the next week. So he is there, I think, hoping. Remember if the Patriots or the Broncos, I know he was talking about going to the Broncos game. I think it was they play the Patriots. I can't remember if it's Denver or New England. But anyhow, he's there visiting a friend, and so he'll be there for the next week. So you won't be hearing much from Jim for the next week. He'll be freezing his butt off. I guess that New England game is in a couple weeks. Anyhow, Denver's on the road, so he won't be going to a Broncos game. But yeah, you won't be hearing from him for much. He is freezing his butt off in freezing cold Colorado. So I'm flying solo this week. And as I was looking around to figure out what I should talk about, I looked at it. There was a lot of soccer stuff going on the last couple of weeks. Just highlights in soccer. You know, we had the earlier this week, the National Soccer Coaches Association of America announced that they have a new LGBT online training course for coaches, and you can go online and in about 15 minutes just get kind of a, if you're a coach, kind of an overview of some of the issues you could be thinking about and some of the ways to think about LGBT inclusion and homophobic language in the locker room. The idea, the idea that we have put out there at OutSports for a couple of years that homophobia isn't the only issue. Heterosexism is a big issue. In fact, to be honest, it's funny. You could actually just take my chapter on language in the locker room in my book Fair Play, and essentially they copy and pasted that into an online course, which is awfully nice of them. It's very, I guess. I'm sure they got it from other places, but it was funny to go through the thing and say, oh, yep, well, that's funny. I mean, in fact, some of the at one point they talk about three different ways gay athletes can handle homophobia in the locker room, and it was the exact three ways I talked about in my book. So actually, maybe you could take a little more time to read my book, but go to Amazon and and buy it. There we go. A little plug for my book at the end of the year. Boost sales on Amazon. Anyhow, it's great to see Dan Wogue is an openly gay high school soccer coach who's done really a great job. He's the head of the LGBT resource group with the National Soccer Coaches Association of America. And they've done really some good stuff over the years, having different panels, training conversations. So this is another good step in the right direction. I was a little annoyed that at one point they include the A at the end of LGBT, so they call it the LGBTA community, and that the A, of course, they force you to agree that the A stands for allies and not androgynous or some of the other things that A has stood for people in the community. They force you to agree that A is part of the community and that it stands for ally in the course, which is kind of crappy, but ultimately, in the bigger grand scheme of things, the initiative is really great to see, and at least it's continuing to generate conversation and impart a couple of pieces of wisdom on coaches. So if it helps one coach improve the environment for LGBT athletes on their team, it's well worth it. So thanks to Dan Wogue and the NSCAA on that. I know this kind of was percolating last week, but we finally wrote about it this week. FIFA 17, the Electronic Arts video game, the soccer video game, that's really, really popular. It's essentially the Madden of soccer. What Madden is to NFL fans, video game fans, is FIFA 17 is a soccer. And they created the ability to put rainbow apparel on players. A jersey, Rainbow Laces. Rainbow Laces campaign is something in the UK that works with the Premier League and the Football Association there in England to help combat homophobia. They can't wear a rainbow jersey. Teams can't wear rainbow jerseys. Players can't wear a rainbow jersey. But what they can do to demonstrate support of the LGBT community is they can put rainbow laces in their shoes. For some reason, the laces of the shoes are not part of the uniform that is restricted when you're a Premier League player. So there was a brilliant campaign they came up with, a Stonewall UK came up with a couple years ago. And so you can put rainbow stuff on the players in FIFA 17. And it first enraged some homophobic video gamers who were just apoplectic that how dare you put LGBT visibility in my soccer video game. And so there's a whole online thing of people rage quitting. That is, they on social media, that is, they're playing a game and all of a sudden they encounter someone in the game that has a rainbow jersey on, and they immediately out of rage quit the game because they would never possibly play against someone with wearing rainbow. So you have that, and then you have the Russian government. The Russians are always good for a laugh. I guess it's funny because I live in the United States and not in Russia, where people are scared to death, literally. By the way, if you want to join the conversation here, we do have a call-in number, 347-945-7834. Again, 347-945-7834. You can call in. We can talk about Russia and rainbow laces and gay athletes. I am getting to the main point of the podcast, which is about a story from a year ago. But so Russia, a bunch of public officials in Russia are trying to either get Electronic Arts to create a bypass for the rainbow apparel, because in Russia, of course, there are laws against promoting homosexuality to minors, which is what the Russian officials claim Electronic Arts is doing. And frankly, I don't know if they're promoting homosexuality. They're certainly promoting inclusion and equality. But the Russians take it as promoting homosexuality, and promoting homosexuality in Russia is essentially illegal. Because promoting it to minors is illegal, and so if you promote it anywhere in the public, you're promoting it to minors, and so that's illegal. So they want either Electronic Arts to change the video game so that they can stop youth from seeing the rainbow flags. It's so insane. or they're going to try to ban the video game from the entire country of Russia. One of the two things has got to happen, according to these elected public officials. I don't know what's going to end up happening. I can't imagine Electronic Arts is going to go back and create a whole part of the video game so that the Russians can get their homophobic and anti-trans way. But I don't know. Maybe they will succumb, but I highly doubt it. But all of this the recent thing was the stuff that Cristiano Ronaldo is dealing with. So take a step back. About a year ago, the Daily Mirror, which is a big kind of gossip rag newspaper in England, wrote a story that said they know of two English Premier League players who are going to come out publicly, that they are both gay, and they both wanted to come out, but neither of them wanted to be the first one to come out. So what they were going to do is they were going to come out together. So neither one of them was the first. They were both the first together, which would offset some of the attention they got, because if there were two, they would – anyhow, you get my point. It was kind of the kind of thing that Brendan Ian Badejo talked about a couple of years ago when he said he knew of four NFL players who were talking about coming out together. Actually, the parallels are incredibly similar, because Brendan did not know four gay NFL players. He didn't even know four gay NFL players, period. Forget about them talking about coming out together. That never happened. He made it up. And of course, years later, I still get asked, what happened to those four NFL players who were going to come out? They didn't exist. Brendan didn't know who they were. He made it up. It was just a slip of the tongue. I don't think he certainly didn't intend to do any harm with it. I think it was just some real wishful thinking on his part. But either way, he said that, and it was very similar to what the Daily Mirror said about a year ago, last October 2015, when they said they knew of two English Premier League players who were gay and who were talking about coming out together at the same time. At the time, I didn't write about it, because I knew it was bullshit. I think Jim and I both said, yep, nope, nobody puts these feelers out. This never actually ends up happening. When these stories make their way to the Page Six or the Daily Mirror that so-and-so is thinking about coming out, they never happen. They happen other times when nobody's talking about it. But when the rumors start hitting the pages of newspapers, they never end up happening. So bookmakers were creating bets that you could bet on which Premier League player was going to be the one to come out, and of course, none of them ever did, and then it created a witch hunt of, well, who is it, and who's who, and who's gay, and who's not. And a year later, nobody's come out. Well, actually, more than a year later, about 14 months later, still nobody has come out in the Premier League. So I guess the question is, why? Why has nobody come out? If two people were going to do it a year ago, why has nobody done it? Why have these two players not done it? And you could certainly point to some of the homophobia that I just talked about, the homophobia of the soccer fans who are video game players who get so enraged when they see a rainbow flag that they have to rage quit a soccer game. And also what's going on in Russia. You know, Russia hosts the World Cup in a year and a half. Unfortunately, they have anti-LGBT laws. You have all of these communist party elected officials saying that rather than having any rainbow flags in Russia, we need to ban a video game. ban a video game. And of course, 4 years later, the World Cup is going to be in Qatar, where homosexuality is illegal. You have fans across South and Central America chanting homophobic slurs during soccer matches and now American football matches happened on a Monday Night Football game between the Texans and the Raiders just a couple of weeks ago. So you have fans chanting that stuff. Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the world's best players, arguably the world's best player, has been speculated at different levels that he's gay for years. And that could be because he's very attractive and has a really great body. It could be because he has designed his own line of underwear. It could be because pictures of him getting massages by men in Las Vegas have shown up on the internet. So for whatever reason, Cristiano Ronaldo, some people think he's gay. And a couple weeks ago, opposing player, Koke, allegedly called him a gay slur on the pitch during a game. And this kind of thing is stuff that Ronaldo encounters regularly. It's multiple times a year. In fact, Barcelona fans recently were chanting, "Cristiano, come out. Cristiano, come out." And so this kind of harassment of Cristiano Ronaldo happens all the time. So it could be that these two gay Premier League players look across the landscape of world soccer and European soccer and say, yes, it's great that some coaches are getting training on these issues. And yes, it's great that the Premier League is stepping up and wearing rainbow laces. And yes, probably my teammates would be okay with this. My teammates would probably try to stop using slurs in the locker room around me. My teammates would probably still room with me and have dinner with me and play with me. If you look at what's happened with Robbie Rogers in the LA Galaxy, the team has been amazing. And Robbie's had a lot of success with the team. Landon Donovan, one of the great players in the history of the United States, famously, you know, wrote a very inclusive message to players' boyfriends and girlfriends. And all of Robbie's teammates, Robbie Keane and others, have said very positive things. So his teammates, and they, of course, they won an MLS Cup together, so success helps. And Robbie was a big part of that win, that whole season. So, of course, success helps. But the chances of your teammates rejecting you because you're gay are very, very slim. But it's possible that these two players look out across the landscape, and outside of their team, they see fans chanting gay slurs and other gay harassment. And it happens in the Premier League and all across England. It's not just South and Central America or Russia or mainland Europe. It happens in England. So they could be hearing this. Of course, they're already hearing the chants, right? And they're already hearing it because the fans use it indiscriminately, whether they think a player is gay or not. So it could be that. They could be that they look at the fans chanting this, and they look at the next host of the World Cup being very anti-gay, and while Adidas and Nike have been really out front on LGBT issues, particularly Nike really embracing the LGBT community, creating a whole line of pride apparel called Be True. While there's that, they could say, maybe I'm going to get targeted with harder hits and more vicious takedowns on the pitch by opposing players. Maybe one of my sponsors will drop me. That's not going to happen. But they could think that. The fans will be a little more abusive. And so, and plus, if I make the national team, which apparently one of these players was on a national team, I might have issues when at the World Cup in 2018. So it's possible that they looked across the landscape and said, yes, we're making advancements, but it's not quite there yet. On the flip side, what I think is far more likely is the mirror just was full of shit. And there were never two players who were talking about coming out. Certainly there are two gay players in the Premier League, right? There are at least two. And certainly at least two of them talk to one another. They know who they are. Their team knows who they are. Friends know who they are. They've come out to families. Maybe they have a boyfriend. But it's possible, like with Michael Sam at the University of Missouri, while he doesn't acknowledge it to the media, it's entirely possible that members of the media have an inkling or that they've heard that this has happened. You know, when Michael Sam was at the University of Missouri, his entire season he wore a rainbow wristband, which people really didn't pick up on, and different members of the media said, say in retrospect, yeah, I knew or I figured or I had heard there was rumors about campus, around campus. So it's possible. It's guaranteed that there are at least 2K Premier League players, and it's possible that many other teammates and friends know. But did the Mirror really know about two of them talking to one another, about coming out at the same time together, that there was this plan, this master plan, and that their representatives, their PR folks, that they were trying to manage this? If that was true, they would have come out by now. And I just don't buy that they would have gone so far as to somebody to drop a hint to the Mirror, and that they would then back away from it. Like, that's if you've dropped a hint to the Mirror. So, you know, politicians will often little drop little things to run ideas up the flagpoles. Like, right, Donald Trump right now releasing name after name after name after name. I'm being considered for Secretary of State, actually. I heard on MSNBC the other day. Everybody's being considered, right? So you keep running ideas up the flagpole, put it out there in the media. Don't dive in yet. Let's see how people feel. If they did that and they saw the reaction on the Mirror, they would have come out, because the reaction was, you know, it's time. Some people say, oh, well, you know, it's soccer isn't ready, which is ridiculous. Or the fans might do this, or somebody might do that. But they know, after see if they really were objectively looking at the reaction from the Mirror piece from over a year ago, that they would have said, okay, well, yeah, it's we already figured it was worth the leap. We know now it is, so let's do it. So ultimately, after all of this nonsense a year ago, and weeks or months of people trying to guess who it was and when's it going to happen, it was never going to happen. There were never two people that the Mirror knew of who were talking to one another. Is it possible that there are two people who are talking to each other? Of course, it's probable that there are two gay Premier League players who are talking to one another. Who knows? Maybe they're dating. But the idea that the Mirror, the story that the Mirror put out there a year ago was just, I didn't believe it then. I told people it wasn't going to happen. It didn't happen. 14 months later, it still hasn't happened. And if it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. It's possible that next year, the year after that, one or two Premier League players will come out. Somebody's going to eventually. How long that takes, who knows? I'll never forget when Robbie Rogers came out, and both he and Robbie Keane is an Irish soccer player who played for the LA Galaxy. I'm not sure he's still on the team. Regardless, they both said the atmosphere in English soccer, British soccer, is a lot worse than it for LGBT people than it is in American soccer. And the fans are just, you know, they just behave far more poorly. That's a big part of it. The Football Association has tried to crack down. But, you know, and I think maybe they have curbed a little bit, but you continue to see reports and hear about the homophobia that comes from the stands. So we know just from a gay player and from straight players that the atmosphere is not great in British soccer. And remember, you know, Robbie, when he came out of the closet, he was on an English soccer team. And he was so convinced of the homophobia in soccer that he quit the sport when he came out. He then returned to the sport. The LA Galaxy traded the league-leading scorer to get him, and ultimately it's worked out amazing. By the way, you know, so a lot of people, speaking of Robbie, a lot of people have asked me, now that Bruce, that his coach right now, the coach for the LA Galaxy who brought Robbie Rogers in is a guy named Bruce Arena, and he's been named the head of the U.S. men's national team. The guy who was the head of the U.S. men's national team, it's been guessed was not a very big fan of Robbie Rogers being gay. It's been guessed that Robbie never got a sniff from the U.S. men's national team while he was the coach, and now Bruce Arena, who is the guy who brought Robbie Rogers to the L.A. Galaxy and won an MLS Cup with Robbie, now he's the head of it. The people have asked me, you know, does this mean that Robbie could be in line for a spot on the U.S. men's national team? And I asked Robbie about that, and of course, he's very sweet, as he always is, and deflected, and just said he would love to be a part of the U.S. men's national team, as everybody would. Everybody wants to represent their country in the World Cup, and every soccer player. And Robbie has before. I'm getting it wrong. He was on the men's national team. I don't think Robbie's played in a World Cup. He was on the men's national team. He might have played in the Olympics. Anyhow, I don't have my facts straight. Robbie's won. He's won two MLS Cups with two different teams. But I'm not sure he's played in the World Cup. Either way, he wants to play in the World Cup. So the possibility that Bruce Arena would bring him in is a possibility. I mean, he knows Robbie. He knows what Robbie can do. He was impressed with Robbie, particularly Robbie when he moved to a more defensive position. But Robbie's an aggressive player. He's got a lot of heart. This is the last World Cup that he's really going to be eligible to play in. You know, by the time 2022 comes around, he's going to be quote unquote too old in all likelihood. But who knows? So those of you hoping that the addition of Bruce Arena as the head of the U.S. men's national team might mean the first, that Robbie would be able to play in the World Cup in soccer. And I asked him if he would, because he said a while back, that if he's named the men's national team, because it's in Russia, he's going to cover himself in glitter. I asked him if he's still going to do that, and I think he might not cover himself in glitter, but certainly he may end up wearing a nice, a cute little rainbow pin, maybe for Glisten. I know he works with Glisten, but either way, Robbie Rogers, who knows if he'll be head of the U.N.'s men's national team. We should know soon if he's going to get a shot at it as Arena starts to round out his team for the next 6 to 8 months. But either way, circling back to where we started, we do not have two openly gay, publicly out Premier League players. The story from a year ago in the Mirror was not true. But that doesn't mean that down the road we won't have some. We know that somebody's going to come out eventually, or somebody who's just good enough, is openly gay as a youth player, is going to end up making it to Premier League. So who knows? Who knows when that will happen? It could be tomorrow. Maybe somebody has a little Christmas present for us. I highly doubt that. Either way, thank you for joining me. Next week, Jim will be back. It's going to be at a slightly earlier time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Jim will be back in warm, sunny Los Angeles. And we'll be talking probably about some of our year-end awards then. So check back then. And otherwise, have a great weekend of holiday parties.